I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
Fantastic. Thanks for taking a few minutes to hop on the show. I really appreciate it. Calgary Stampede coming up July 5th through the 14th. I took a look at the website. My gosh. Like, I mean, there is so much going on, but I think we should start with food because when I walk on the grounds, I'm going to need some energy. So I think we should start with the food and some of the crazy stuff you've got coming this year.
Okay. Food is always a favorite of mine. There are 76 new food items coming this year. The major themes we're seeing are corn, pickles, and poutine.
Oh my
gosh. Where do
you
fit in that category?
Oh my gosh. That's like the best categories ever.
Yes, yes. And some of the more wild foods are cheeseburger ice cream. You might remember last year that there was ketchup and mustard ice cream. This year, that same vendor is bringing you the entire burger, not just the condiments. And then we also have a Gator pepperoni pizza. But for those who are looking for something a bit more conventional, we have some other exciting new treats, ube coconut mini donuts, pickle fried poutine, and Oreo cheesecake mini donuts.
I think I just gained 5 pounds right here.
Well, there's lots of walking to do on Stampede Park, so build that into your daily activities.
As you're making your way from ride to ride to ride, let's talk about those. Some of the classics and some new ones, or?
Yes, absolutely. All of our favorite rides are back this year. We have a really great midway layout, so you can kind of move around and see what works best. Again, with our family-friendly rides, they're rides that you can go on with your children. So it's going to be a really exciting midway this year.
Now let's talk about the Elbow River Camp. It's a pretty special place.
Absolutely. So Elbow River Camp is back, and we are excited to have 26 families participating again this year. Teepee viewing will be open to the public every day starting at noon. New this year, we will also have photo opportunities with camp riders in the teepee circle every day at 11:30. And we are also excited to launch a brand new competition in Elbow River Camp, a hand games competition. This is taking place in the Arbor July 11th to 13th, starting at 3 p.m. So for any listeners who might not be familiar, hand games are a cultural game played by First Nations people across North America. They are played by hiding sticks in their hands and guessing the location. Typically, two teams of five players will sit across from each other and try to outsmart the other team by hiding objects and passing them amongst team members. For this, we are expecting around 300 participants competing for more than $10,000 in prize money.
Wow! Now, we got to talk about the Chucks and the Rodeo.
So, the rodeo is happening every afternoon at 1:30 p.m., Cowboys and cowgirls will face off in a furious display of skill and grit, with every win building towards Showdown Sunday at the world's largest outdoor rodeo.
And the music, my gosh. Like some of the names I just grabbed right off the website, Motley Crue, Miranda Lambert, Nickelback, but there's so much more, but those are monster acts.
Oh, yes. Every year, the Calgary Stampede is renowned for giving fans a full music festival experience, and this year is no exception. Guests can enjoy the ultimate live music experience at the Coca-Cola Stage, Nashville North, the Big Four Roadhouse, and as you mentioned, those concerts that are taking place in the Saddle Dome. Just so you know, across the 10 days of Stampede, there are more than 100 acts set to perform across these stages.
Holy cow.
And there is truly something for everyone, whether you're a music lover, a food lover, Western events, you really want to get involved in the agriculture zone and learn more about where your food comes from. We also have a brand new wine experience in the newly expanded BMO Center. This is a great opportunity for folks to experience this brand new beautiful building on Stampede Park. The Champion Wine Experience is taking place on the third floor of the BMO Center. You'll have an opportunity to taste the Champion wines from the Stampede Cellar Showdown. It has sweeping views of the Midway. It's a really beautiful place to spend your evenings.
Do yourself a favor. Check out the website at calgarystampede.com and just start perusing. There is a lot going on. And like Shannon said, there's something for everyone. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes to hop on the show. I really appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.